Started day two, managed to test zone 7 Tovshin Pei Beis. Today's year is Lili Nishmas, Harav Levi Gavril, but not Chaim Levi Brody, and Harav Yehuda Ben Levi Gavril, Halevi Brody.
Good morning. Today's shiur is Lili Nishmas, Rav Levi Gavriel, Ben Rav Nochta Chaim Halevi Brody, and Rav Yehuda Ben Rav Levi Gavriel Halevi Brody. Today's shiur is going to be about, we'll start off with a little bit of Hilchas Chazorah, putting a pot back out on the fire on Shabbos, and then we'll go into the Geshmak Inyan about Ein Odom Oysa Dovah She'ein Nishaloi, a person cannot ask for something that doesn't belong to him, B'negeat Hilchas Chazorah, and then at the end we'll say maybe a vote on the Parsha. So let's start with Hilchas Shehiyah V'Chazora, leaving a pot on the fire on Shabbos. We all know that we're allowed to leave a pot on the fire on Shabbos if it's not getting, if it's with a certain tnoim. If it's grew for ktuma, if the fire is covered, or nowadays the knobs, if they're covered, then you're allowed to leave a pot on the fire, even though it's not fully cooked. When Shabbos comes in, it's getting cooked on Shabbos, you're allowed to leave it onto the fire. If it's fully cooked, if it's mevushel called sorkoi, you can even leave on the open fire, on the open gas stove, without covering the source of heat, without covering the knobs, you can leave the pot on the fire on Shabbos. Now, if you take the pot off the fire, yeah, and you wanted to eat, and then you want to put the pot back onto the fire, you cannot put the pot back onto the fire on Shabbos. It's called chazora. Chazal said that you're not allowed to put a pot back onto a fire on Shabbos, even though there's no bishul bechlal, in bishlach habishl, and the food is boiling hot, there's no chashash of bishl bechlal, Chazal said. You can't pour a pot on a fire on Shabbos because it's mechzikim avashl. It looks like you're cooking. Somebody comes in the middle of the story, doesn't know that the pot is fully cooked. He sees you putting a pot onto the fire on Shabbos, on the blech, on the hot plate, it looks like you're cooking. So Chazal said, you can't pour a pot on the fire on Shabbos. Nishkachilik, if you're putting it, or it was on the fire and you took off and you're putting it back onto the fire, you're not allowed to put the pot on the fire on Shabbos. Oh. The child about blech is something which is not the derech to in Vashel. Let's talk about a gas stove. Now, let's talk. Now, V'Yedzayin, a person, happens often, people want to have chont on Friday night. And they take a bit of chont and they want to put the chont back onto the gas stove. And the same thing happens with many families when in the Friday afternoon, in the winter, when Shabbos comes in at 4 o'clock, and parents want to feed the little children some chicken and potatoes for supper, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, before the Suda. So you take the glass Pyrex off the blech, and you give the children chicken and potatoes, and then you want to put it back onto the fire. So we just said now, it's a chazorah. It's Mexican, it looks like mavashl. So we all know there's a heter. You're allowed to put a pot back onto the fire on Shabbos with certain conditions. Let's go through three main conditions, which they are to be matir chazorah. I'm going to explain why it's mutter. The first heter is that when you take off, the first condition is when you take the pot off the fire, you have to have in mind, whilst you're taking it off, that I want to put the pot back onto the fire on Shabbos. Put it back onto the fire, then it's mutter. If whilst you're taking it off the blech, you thought to yourself, I'm taking it off and I'm going to leave it off. Then, even when you change your mind and you want to put it back onto the fire, it's a new chazora. You're putting it back onto the fire, it's also. If whilst you took it off the blech, you had in mind that you want to put it back onto the fire, then you're allowed to do chazora. Another condition is that even when you take it off the fire, it still has to be oida biyoda. You have to be holding onto it the whole time. If you take it off the fire and you have a mind to put it back on, but you put it onto the counter, you leave go, and you take out your cholent or your chicken and potatoes, and then you want to put it back on, this is a chazora because of mechzik mavashel. If you're still holding onto it, then you can put it back on. And the third condition is... Sorry?
Why would changing your mind make a difference?
Oh, so we're going to explain soon what the side of all these three heterim is. One second, let me just say the third heter. And the third condition is that when you take a pot off the fire, even if you had a mind to put it back on, And even if you're holding on to it the whole time, if you put it down on a place which is considered a storage place for this pot, in the olden days there was the karka, the floor. People used to keep things in the corner. Nowadays I would say the fridge. Somebody holds on to it, he has a mind to put it back on, but he's putting it down in the fridge, I don't know, whatever reason, or maybe he has a windowsill which he puts there, all the half-eaten, half-used pots he puts there. If he will put it on that place, even if he's holding on to it, even if it's da'at el-akhza, it's still considered chazara. So we have three conditions. First condition is, has to be da'at el-akhza. Another condition is, he has to be holding on to it the whole time. And the third condition is, he shouldn't put it on a storage place. What's the side of all these three conditions? The side is like this. When a person takes something off the fire, and he puts it back on, it's a new nesina al-aish, and Chazal asked it to put things onto the fire. But if it's a hemshech, when he puts it back onto the fire, it's a continuation of the previous shehiyah. He's putting it back to its original matzav on the fire. He's continuing the previous matzav where it was on the fire and putting it back to where it was before. Then it's not mechzikah mevashel. So only mechzikah mevashel, only looks like you're cooking a pot. When you take a pot, you put it onto the fire. But if you take a pot which was on the fire, and even whilst it went off, it never disconnected from the fire. It's the whole time has a shaykh still with a blech. Because you the whole time have a mind to put it back, and you haven't let go of it. And you haven't put it down on a storage place. All these three conditions make it, there should be a hemshech of the previous shehiyah on the fire. In such a case, it's not considered as a new nesina al-aish. It's just a chazorah to the previous matzav where it was before. In such a case, there's no mechzikim avashlo. That's right. There's another condition, right? I said the main condition is another condition that the food shouldn't go cold. If the food went cold, even if you have all these conditions, it's asa. There's another condition of grufa k'tuma. Yeah, but the side is, we need to have here that the pot should be a hemshech of the previous matzav where it was on the fire. If it was discontinued from the previous matzav because you didn't have a mind to put it back, or you left go of it, or you put it in a storage place, then it's also to do chazara. Because of Mechzikah Mevashel. Now we're going to come on to a very interesting shaila. What would happen if you have a guest for Shabbos, and Friday night, you told him, you told him before Shabbos, make yourself comfortable, this home should be like yours. So, okay, he taka does that, and after the Suda, he goes over to the Cholent, and he takes off the fire, takes a portion. You come into the kitchen, and you say to him, oh, I'm very happy you made yourself a home. I hope you had in mind to put the pot back onto the fire. So he says, actually, no, I thought it's a spare one. I thought it's for guests after the Suda. He says, oh, vai, we need it for tomorrow. So you think to yourself, okay, I'm stuck now, I can't put it back onto the fire, no chance for tomorrow. Then you think to yourself, how is he hasn't got a right to make my pot also. Yeah? I can't asa somebody else's chafetzim, and nobody can asa my chafetzim. But mitzacheni, it's off the fire. Can't do chazara, mechzikim avashel. So let's discuss a bit in Adam Oysa Dovash Eine Shaloi, and then we'll get back into the shaila. The classical, simple example of in Adam Oysa Dovash Eine Shaloi, when you can't asa somebody else's chafetzim, nobody has a koyach. Nobody has the choyles, nobody has the right, not only the right, is not able to make any issa on somebody else's chafetzim. Nobody can ask my chafetzim. For example, I have a garden, a front garden, with a nice statue, right? It's a picture of an animal in my garden. And somebody walks past and he decides, ooh, such a nice bird, that would be good avodah zarah. He does, v'anach nekorem shtach v'moidem, says a tefillah to that bird. Now, usually, when you bow down to any type of statue, the statue becomes Asa Bahamoah, it's Avodah Zorah. Now, somebody else bow down to my chafetzim. The klal is, Ein Adam Oise Dovash Ein Nishaloi. No one has the ability to affect Isurim on my chafetzim. I am the boss, I am the bailiff of my chafetzim on the Gashmizdika part, which means I can buy and sell it, and also on the Ruchnizdika part. I can make a Mutta and Asa. Nobody has the yecholes to make my chafetzim muta and asa. So that's the classical example of ein adam oisa dovash ein nishaloi. On the other hand, if somebody would go over to my cholent and pour in some milk, we have bosa b'chol of my pot, obviously would become osa. You can't say ein adam osa davar she'en eshleis. What's the difference? Yeah, so Tosfos explains it very nicely in Yevamos. Tosfos says simple. If it's a b'machshava, somebody with his intentions, with his ritzoinus, with his thoughts, wants to make an issa on my chafetz, and then we say we can't. You, with your machshavas, can't affect isurim on somebody else's chafetz. But hey, if you come and do a physical change, a maisa in somebody else's chafetz, you take his bosa, anis, cholav, and you make a ta'aroives, and obviously you have here a physical issa, a chafetz de isura. The thing itself is osa. You can't say he doesn't have the right to make it osa. You might have done the wrong thing, but you have here an issa in front of you. The same will be with nevelis or trefus. If you take your friend's cow or chicken, and you make it into a nevela, it's basa nevela. It's meat which is a nevela. You can't change that. Yeah, so that's the pashat achilik between mishtachave le behemes chaveroi or mishtachave le anything of chaveroi that you can't answer it. And the case of basa b'chalav and nevelis or trefus, where you can't answer it because it's a physical mitzvah that could change in somebody else's chafetzim. Let me give you another example of ein adam oisod avashen shaloi. We all know the yisoid, the famous halacha of bosses. That's something which is a base. Let's say there'll be a muktzah on this table over Shabbos, Babein Hashmashas. Then the table becomes a bosses to the muktzah, becomes a base to the muktzah, and it gets the same din as the muktzah because it upholds the muktzah. It's bottled to the muktzah. So if this table would belong to somebody else, it belongs to somebody, and I put a muktzah on this table, Babein Hashmashas. Yeah, so the other person will say, I never decided that this table should be a base to your muktzah. You can't decide for me what my table is going to be a base for, what my table is going to be a bosses for. Therefore, the table does not become a bosses. Ein adam oisa dovash ein shaloi. You cannot asa my table for me for the whole Shabbos, so the table won't become a bosses. And that's why you can, let's say, push off the muktzah with the begufoi, with the elbow, and the table is not muktzah. So we have the two extremes. When you have, when you want to ask some of these chafetz in b'machshava, where we say you cannot affect the issa on somebody else's chafetzim, and you have the other extreme, when you have a physical mitzvah that could change in somebody else's chafetzim, there you say, versteht sich Adam oisa davash eine shaloi. Because the table is bosses? Mr. Spielman is asking a question. If somebody once forgot to take challah from Bilkis, and now the Bilkis are mukta, because you can't eat these Bilkis on Shabbos, and it's a shawl, and they were laid on the table, and they got a psak that the table is mukta, because the table became a bosses for the challahs, and they're supposed to eat somewhere else. Maybe the table did belong to the person who was the same bailim as the challahs. Maybe they rented the hall, so they had the right over the tables. So maybe it's considered their tables for the event, for the evening. Maybe that was the case. Now let's go. Sorry. So. Could be different, maybe. There could be a swara, but the Magen Avraham says that a bosses is also, by bosses we say, what I said now is the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says, by bosses we say, now let's go to a middle case where something becomes osa because of a maisa, a physical change in somebody else's chefetz, but it's only considered osa with machshava. Have a mix of a maisa and a machshava. And a very geschmacke example would be, if I go to your shoelace and I make a knot, and I have in mind that it should be a kesher shel kayama. So there are knots which are not toilet with machshava. Whatever, if you make a kesher umnin, it's always a kesher shel kayama. There are knots which depends on the machshava. If the person who made this knot had in mind it should be there l'orich yom v'shalom tovim, then it's kesher shakayama. If he had in mind just for a few minutes, it's not considered a knot, kesher shakayama. So let's say I have a knot which is, with machshava is considered, no, so I walk over to somebody else's shoelace, and I tie his shoe with a machshava, that it should be a kesher shakayama. Do you say, ein odam oisa davash ein shalom, you can't affect an issa mati on Yenem's shoelace, or you say no, you have a knot here. Yeah, like Basa Bacholov. You have a knot. You have a kesher shel kayama. Through your machshava, it became a kesher shel kayama. Now you have a kasher shal kiyama and you can't open on Shabbos. It's a blend, it's a mix of a maisa, a physical change in your friend's shoelace, and the machshava, which considered this not into kasher shal kiyama. How do you look at it? Do you say it's your machshava can't affect the surah of somebody else's chayfet, or do you say no? It's a change. It's a mitzvah change, and it's like boss of a cholov and the vedas of chayfets, where it's also another a couple of examples of this middle case. Not permanent change, but what causes the issa is the fact that there's a knot here, and that knot you made. You can't say the knot doesn't exist. The knot is here. Yeah, but benegat of mate, when it comes to meleches mate, you have a knot here which you can't open. So maybe you can't say any of the most of Jewish any shalai because it's a knot which is there. Another example, another two interesting examples is the Issa Kilayim. Yeah, the Issa Kilayim of having classical example grapes and tvuach and chitim growing together, it becomes kilayim asabar noah. Now the halacha is the Mishnah in Kilayim that says that if somebody sees his grapes spreading, and getting closer and closer to his chitim, to his tvuah, and he thinks to himself, when it's going to get mamish close, then I'm going to be careful, I'm going to cut it off, shouldn't get to kilayim. And then he forgets about it, and the kfanim, the grapes, grow onto his chitim, they mix, and they become kilayim. The loch is that it's not kilayim. Kilayim has to be with your machshava. You have to have in mind, you have to want it to happen. If you thought to yourself, l'kashegia, when it's going to get there, I'm going to cut off, and you forget about it, it doesn't become asa. It's an important yisoid in kilayim. Kilayim has to be with your nechusa. You have to agree to it. If you disagree with the kilayim, yeah, then it's asa. Then but it doesn't become asa. Obviously, if somebody says, it has to be that you really forgot. If somebody says, look, man, there's grapes growing in my field, I'm not maskim. No, it's your chiv to cut it off. If you really want to cut it off, but you forgot about it, then it doesn't become kilayim. So now let's go to your friend's field. You have your friend's field with gross chitim there, and you mix kefamim, you mix grapes with the chitim in your friend's field. Obviously, your friend is not maskim. Oh, but you maskim. You're the one who's planting it, and you say, yeah, I want kilayim here. Now, do you say, ein odom oyisa dovash ein shaloi? You have got no right to make kilayim in somebody else's field. But mitzad sheni, there's a physical mix here. There's a mitzias diga shinoi in somebody else's field. There's grapes with chitim mixed together. But it's only considered kilayim if you agree to it, if you mask him to the mix. So you have here again, you have something which is a mitzias diga change in somebody else's chafetzim. And l'chayre we should say, you can't ask the vashayin shaloi. Mitzad sheni, it only is an issa with machshava, and machshava can never affect an is on somebody else's chafetzim. A third case, then we'll go back to chazora. Para aduma, you have a red cow, which you want to use for para aduma. The halacha is asha ala asha loy ala olea oil. There's not allowed to be a malocha done to a para aduma. If any malocha has been done to the para aduma, it's carried a weight. It's done a charisha, disha, uktsira, anything that the para has done, it becomes possible for para aduma. But here also there's a tnai that you have to agree to the malacha being done to it. If birds land on the cow's back, and the cow carries it, it's not called the malacha. If you put birds on the cow's back for the cow to carry it, it's called the malacha. Same thing with a disha. You want your cow to do disha, dosh. So if you put him into the, you pair him up with another animal and you make him do disha, that's asa. But if you put him together with the animals, just because you want him, you don't want him to get lost. You don't want him to be by himself. You put him together with the other animals, and all the animals are doing disha, so he's also doing disha. That's not called the malacha. You have to want the malacha being done with a par aduma. Now, so if your friend Shimon has a par aduma, and Reuven goes to Shimon's par aduma, and puts on it to oil, and makes it work, so mitzad echad is done, and mitzias digger, physical change with the par aduma of Shimon. He's put on it to oil, he's done malacha to it. Aber, it's only considered malacha because of his machshava, because he wants it to happen. Is it considered adam oisid of a shenish alay or not? Okay, so this is the middle stage. We have the one extreme, which is machshava, avodah zara, bosses for mukta. We have another extreme, which is Neveles, Atrefes, Bosa Becholov, or Avada, you can ask for somebody else's Chafetzim. And then you have the middle one, which is a mix of both. So we had three examples. We had a Kesha Shel Kayom in somebody else's shoe. We had Kilayim in somebody else's field, with Machshava. And we had Pora Adumo, where one can... Well, same thing, where you make a malach in somebody else's paraduma, and it only passels the paraduma with machshava. Now let's get back to Chazora. Your guest who made himself a home in your house Friday night, and he took the cholent off the blech, he helped himself, thinking that it's a spare pot of cholent, and he doesn't have to put it back onto the fire. Mitzad echad, it's like Bosa B'cholof. You mix the meat and the milk together, and it becomes now Bosa B'cholof. So he also, he took the pot off the fire, putting it back is considered Chazara, which Chazal asked as Mexican Mavashal. Mitzad Sheni, it's only Asa because he had in mind to leave it off the fire. It's only becoming Issa Chazara as Mexican Mavashal because of his Machshavas. If not for his Machshavas, we would have said that the pot can go back onto the fire. So how do we look and how do we pasken with such a shaila when you have a pot off the fire and with such any you have the machshava which makes the asa?
He's still holding it as well?
He's still holding it. He didn't put it onto the karka. He's just missing the machshava.
Who's got machshava? The owner has the palavos, but the machshava now he's taken it off.
Yeah, but whilst, that's very good, but whilst he took it off, He disconnected it from being on the fire. We said before that to be able to put it back onto the fire, you have to make it a continuation of the previous shahir. And with his machshava, he doesn't have a right. So he doesn't have a right to do it. Masa Chayini, it's off the fire. It's a bit of a blend of both. You know, as a shayla, Rabbi Akiva Eger, Agon Rabbi Akiva Eger has a shayla, says in Stapakti, had the Sofik, by Chazora, by Odom, Oisidova Shayna Shaloi, by Chazora, when it's Lo Amanas Lachse. He has his shayla, and he brings massive machlokes hashoinim, toses in yivamos. Rashi goes. He said it's machlokes hashoinim. Big machlokes hashoinim. Sorry. I'm not sure. If you do chazara, the food is anyway mutter. Yeah, you can't be in the henef from the fact that it's hot. It's isur derabanan. I don't know what the halach is when even isur derabanan on Shabbos, but it becomes mutter banan, also banan.
The famous
ram.
This is down. You have all the money down. You take us. You have to the thingy.
But it could be he had das here faket. He had das leave off. But he thought it's a spare chant. Yeah. So the Kavega has a shaila and he said it's a big machlok to shaina. Now, chsaron kis wouldn't be matter issa derabonon without any other reasons. If let's say chsaron kis, you can do a mirla akum for issa derabonon. Or if it's a shvus de shvus, two darabonons together, makom chasaron kis, you can have a heterium. Over here we have a regular darabonon, a poshut is a darabonon of chazar leish, Mexican mavashal, then chasaron kis shouldn't be enough to be matted. So this is the shayla of Rabbi Kivega, and he says it's machlek to shayna. Now, to be moisef on this, I see the oilem understand the whole shtickle terrors, have been moisef a geshmake kasha, that Rav Shach, the Rav Shiva Ponovich, asked Rabbi Kivega. Kivega says, this is a sofok. You have a blend of a physical change in somebody else's chayfetz, and you have also the machshava which asks it. And mele, you have a yashayla, whether you should say other moisei dover shayna shloi, or you shouldn't say other moisei dover shayna shloi. Says Rav Shach, sorry? It's off the fire.
Yeah, but you can tell the change is the machshava will bring the change.
The machshava makes it, they should be connected to the original shahir, they should be able to put it on. But now that it's not connected to the original shahir, you have it off the fire, and it's called Mexican Mashal. It's a bit of both. Both together make here, give you a problem of Chazora. So Rav Shach HaMoedi Yekash, Rav Shach, I don't understand the Sofak Rabbi Kivega Bechlal, it's not similar to any of the cases we discussed. It's not similar to Kesha Shel Kayama, it's not similar to Parah Aduma, and it's not similar to Kilayim. Says Rabbi Kivega. Well, says Rav Shach, what would happen if a pot falls off the fire by itself? You can put it back?
Yeah.
Could be, Rav Shlomo says, it's halacha l'maaseh, you can put it back. Or Rav Shach wants to take on, that you have to have a machshava to continue it. We make it in these tnoim. Or he says, in Adam Oysi, Dov HaShem Yishloi tells you, you cancel his machshava. You bow down to my behemah, we cancel your machshava. Your machshava has no right over my chafetzim. You made my table into a bosses. We cancel your machshava. I never had that in mind. My table doesn't become a bosses. Friend of Shah, here, when the person, your guest, took the pot off the fire, even if you would cancel his machshava, and you would say his machshava is nothing, null and void, he's got no right to have any machshavas over your pot, and he cannot make any decisions over your pot. But my sister, the pot is off the fire, and it's considered chazara to put it back. The whole shaila of Adam Oysid of Hashem Ishlo is only when, if you take on his machshava, then it'll become osa. If you cancel his machshava, then it'll be mota. So we say cancel his machshava. But in this case, when a person took the pot off the fire, if you go with his machshava, it's off the fire, and you never had the mind to put it back on. If you don't go with this machshava, it's also off the fire. And no one had the mind to put it back on. So it's considered, chazara. That's what, but the main thing is, the Gishmak is Sofaka Rabbi Kivega, and all the different Mishalim of a mix of a Maisa and a machshava. Now let's say a Shulva on the Parsha. Rashi says this week's, in the famous Rashi.
Can I just ask you, hello,
yeah.
Would it be okay if one person has in mind to put it back, then he has to throw away something? Can he get his wife to hold the
For this
consists,
who knows? I don't know. I don't know all the Peter Prothamal of Chazara. I didn't prepare it now. I don't know if Oide Biyodoy, I don't know if Oide Biyodoy is also between two people. I don't know. With that theorem of Amir Lakhm. Amir Lakhm is not always Mutter. Amir Lakhm is Be'etzem, Chazal said, don't ask me Goy. For Kvod Shabbos, or for Suda, definitely, Shavuz the Shavuz, because it's Chazar, which is the Shavuz. That's right. The Pasuk says this week, Vayas Kein Aaron. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Aaron to light the neiros of the menorah al mul pnei menorah. They should all be facing the middle, the Ne'am Arovi. And the pasuk says, "Vayaskein Aaron." Aaron did so. Kasha tziva Hashem es Moshe, like Hashem told Moshe. So Rashi already says, "Lachir is spare words." Vayaskein Aaron. Kasha tziva Hashem es Moshe. Obviously, Aaron would listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. Says Rashi, it brings from the Medrash, "Lehagit shvachi shel Aaron," to tell you the shvach of Aaron Akoyin. No, he wasn't Mishana. No. How did Rashi fend for the Kasha? The question was, obviously, we asked Kain Aaron. Aaron would listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Teretz is, Lagit Shvachay Shal Aaron, Shalosh Shana. So it says the Dubna Magid. The Dubna Magid explains this Rashi with a beautiful mashal. Three people were ill and came to the doctor. They were waiting in the waiting room and they were shmoozing to each other and they saw they all have the same illness. So they all went into the doctor together and the doctor gave them all the same prescription. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, all the same prescription. Reuven was a simple person. He doesn't have a master's kankinson. The doctor says, take this medicine. He goes to the pharmacy, takes the medicine, and hopefully he'll get better. Shimon is a chochem shtickle. He knows a shtickle about medical things, about refuah. He reads medical journals. He reads the latest studies and the latest things. He knows about medicine. He looks at a prescription and he says, "By the way, it's the right medicine. About 50 gram? No, 40 gram. Four times a day? Three times a day would be more some zach. And not before the food, after food. He's mishana a bit. He changes and he adapts it and that's how he takes the medicine. The third person, Levi, is as much a chacham as the first two people, as the second person. He also knows about Ruf. He also has a friend, the doctor, and he also once heard about something. But he says to himself, there's a reason why I went to the professional. There's a reason why I went to the doctor. If I would have relied on my own shikla dat, on my own decisions, I would have taken the medicine myself. I went to the doctor, I'll listen to the doctor, and I'll take whatever he says. The fact that the first person listened to the doctor, obviously, he doesn't know anything. He doesn't even know, can't even read the handwriting from the doctor. Obviously, he's going to take the medicine. But the third person who understands a bit about refuah, he knows. He's been involved in parashas, in medical stories. He knows a bit about refuah, and he listens to the doctor, and he takes exactly what the doctor said. To him, you take off my hat. And I say, kol hakavod, that you're listening exactly to what the doctor said, and he takes it. Zok the Dubna Magid. When a Pasha Tayyid listens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and does the mitzvahs exactly as Hashem told him, versteht sich. You listen to Hashem, you listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. If Moshe Rabbeinu said that's what you do, that's exactly what you do. But Aaron HaKoyen, Kedosh Hashem, who knew a thing or two about Yiddishkeit, but how see now when he didn't got the Torah, he was standing closer. He was there when Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. He knew, he had a deep understanding. He had hoyach ha'asogas when it came to Torah and Mitzvahs. He could have said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Richtig, Avada, lighten the menorah. Ova, not 50 gram, 40 gram. And this is not the deep understanding of the Mitzvah, it's slightly different. Lahagid Shvochoi Shel Aaron, the Chochem, the one who knew, the one who understood, Shelo Shino. Even he wasn't Mishana. Paul Tov, have a good day. Sorry?